Hey.
See ya.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Work? This early? Well, I promised my boss I'd come in early so I could get off by 4 to make my freshman orientation at Columbia.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah, isn't that exciting? Well, I gotta go.
Oh, honey, yeah. I remember how devastated you were when Columbia didn't have room for you last semester.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I believe I said Kara wanted to use the downtime to take a job. Yeah. Your semester will be around before you know.
I've actually enjoyed working.
Which I believe I also predicted.
Well, it's time for Columbia University, and I am ready.
Yep, which is exactly what I knew she... Right.
Seaver, what are you doing here?
Mr. Scott and Jerry, don't you remember I said I'd come in early?
You mean nobody called you?
About what?
You don't work here anymore.
What? But I'm the best page break clerk in the department.
Not anymore. And before you go, I'd like to say a few things.
Well, there are a few things I'd like to say, too. You are not a very good boss.
What?
And somebody should tell you this because it might do you some good. You have major B.O. I'm not just saying that because I'm being fired.
You're not being fired. You're being promoted.
Have you ever been alone with yourself in an elevator? Pardon me?
Those punks in punctuation heard how good you are, and they're stealing you to be their manager.
I'm a manager?
And do you know who told them all those good things about you? Your smelly ex-boss, that's who.
Well, you don't smell that bad. Show me that smile. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near. We're nowhere near. The best is ready to
is due here any second, and his office has got to be perfect. I don't want to give him any excuse to fire me and bring in his own secretary, who he's probably having an affair with.
Excuse me, I think I'm your new manager.
You're Mr. Seaver?
I am.
Ever said anything to your boss you regretted?
That he smelt bad.
Oh, you work for Mr. Scoffingerio.
So, which desk is mine?
Are you kidding? Your office is right over there.
I have an office?
Yes, Miss Seaver.
Oh, please, call me Carol.
Hi, I'm Leslie, your secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I have my own secretary. He's pumping up at the gym today. I'm kidding.
Oh, wow. A boss with a sense of humor.
This is my office?
Uh-huh. You know, I expected a guy. They're always guys.
Really?
Yeah. And none of them ever asked me to call them by their first name. Except once at a Christmas party. On the Xerox machine. That made me just fine.
What should I do first? Should I learn my new job? Call Mike and gloat.
I'm just asking, if my grades stay up, and if Gary's parents say it's okay, and if I promise to obey the chaperone, would you have any objection to me going on a ski weekend?
Well, what does your father say?
He has no problem with it.
Hmm. Did you ask your father?
He has no problem with it.
So you didn't ask your father?
Well, I kind of figured I'd start at the top and work my way down.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Chrissy.
Dad, you remember that ski trip you said I could go on? Mom said it's okay. She said okay. Yes!
Hi. I've just been outsmarted by a 13-year-old.
Well, he got me, too. It's tough to resist a little tyke when he looks at you and says, I'm starting at the top and working my way down.
Don't start waxing those skis yet, young man.
Hi, guys. Hey, Mom, listen, I got a pay-per-view tomorrow, so I'm just going to get some dinner and take it up to my place, okay?
Fine.
Okay.
Go ahead. Deprive me of the single chance I have each day to enjoy the oneness of my brood.
Okay.
But I told everybody I was going.
When?
Yesterday.
You guys never believe what happened at work today.
Carol, we're in the middle of something very important here.
No, we're not. We're at the end of it.
I got a promotion. I'm the manager of the punctuation department.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Carol, were they disappointed at work when you told them you couldn't accept the promotion?
Why would I tell them that?
Because you're starting Columbia University in 2 weeks.
Right, right.
Oh, how was the freshman orientation?
That was today, wasn't it?
You didn't go?
I completely forgot.
I forgot, too. Did you say I could or couldn't go?
Well, I'll just catch the next orientation. I'll have my secretary put it on my calendar.
You have a secretary?
Mm-hmm.
And she owes it all to ski trips.
Okay. Philosophy, anthropology, calculus, political science, English literature, French, and German. Now for Tuesday.
Hey, Carol, listen, I have this paper due tomorrow, and I wanted to know if you could look it over for me.
How much?
Oh, from the bottom of my heart.
No. How much are you going to pay me?
Pay you? Forget it.
Mike, I'll be washing my hair. Every minute you wait, the price goes up.
Yeah, well, who needs your help? I'm perfectly happy with a D. Hello? Okay, just a minute. Hey, Carol, for you, some guy.
You expect me to fall for that?
I'm sorry, she doesn't know any guys. Well, she can't come to the phone right now. If you must know, she's in the can.
Is there really somebody on the phone?
Yeah, oh yeah. He says he's from your work. He says it's an emergency.
Well, that's impossible.
You expect her to climb off the throne for that?
Hello, this is Carol Seaver. Bill, sure I remember you. No, you didn't pull me away from anything. I have to approve the text? But I've only been the manager for one day. Uh-huh. Well, I guess if I didn't check the final draft, I should say no. Right? Okay, bye. Mike, a $50,000 press run was set up to start tonight, but they needed my verbal okay.
Oh, wow, a $50,000 press run?
Yes!
Oh, man, I didn't know they printed money there.
Get out.
What is that? Oh. Oh.
Oh. Did I tell you that was a great book or what?
I am 400 pages in and I can't put it down.
Yeah. You get to the part yet where they find out that Mr. Shepherd is just an alias and he's really the dragon.
He's the dragon.
Oh. Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
No, Ben, we haven't changed our minds. No ski trip.
Am I interrupting something?
Not tonight.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the right time to quit my job.
Well, honey, it's customary to give about 2 weeks' notice.
Well, that's not what I meant. I don't think I want to quit.
Oh, wait a minute. Does this end up with you asking me if Ben can go on a ski trip?
Mom, I'm serious. I don't want to go to Columbia next semester.
Not go to Columbia? You're kidding with your grades and your scholarship and your dreams?
Oh, honey, don't go off half-cocked here. Let her finish.
Fine, I'll go off half-cocked then.
See, I was thinking.
Thinking? And where do you get this behavior, huh?
I'd like to talk this out with someone who's rational. No offense.
Well, your father understands. Jason, will you give us a minute? Oh.
Well, you don't have to leave. Just don't say anything.
Fine. I'll just read a book.
Well, I know this was only supposed to be a temporary job. Which was your idea, and thank you.
You're welcome.
So about this promotion, I'll get more time in the workforce, which you said was a good idea, and again, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it'll only be for one more semester, and Columbia will be waiting for me in the fall. So I don't see how a reasonable person like yourself could object.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Carol, I know that getting a promotion and being entrusted with all this responsibility is pretty heady stuff.
It is.
But I'm sure you've asked yourself this. Is this new job really worth putting my 12 years of preparation on hold?
Well...
Because a lot of people, you know, once they lose sight of their goals, they never quite get a fix on them again.
You think that's what I'm doing?
Do you?
Maybe.
Well... Sweetheart, it's your life. You got to make your own decisions and call your own shots. I just hate to see you lose your momentum for college.
You're right. I'll give my notice tomorrow.
Hey, no, no, no. Only if you want to.
I do. Thanks, Daddy. Mm. And thanks, Mom, for not saying anything.
It's just a phase. Sometimes they want to talk to the mom. Sometimes they want to talk to the dad. Let's just be thankful she's talking.
Jason, the watchmaker did it.
Morning, Carol.
Leslie, who's my boss?
All department managers report to Mr. Littlefield.
Well, could you tell him I have to see him right away?
It'll take weeks.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to Columbia in 2 weeks.
Do you think that's wise with that whole drug thing going on down there?
Could you just call him?
Morning. I have the press run deadlines for next week.
Oh, thanks, Ray.
Sure.
Wait, what kind of a guy is Mr. Littlefield?
VP? Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah? Well, how do you know him?
Last year we had a major screw-up and he came down. He reamed half of us and he fired the other half.
So how is he a great guy?
I'm still here.
Not only is Mr. Littlefield going to see you today, he's coming here now.
He is? You're kidding.
You're more important than I thought.
Carry on, troops. You're Carol Seaver.
Yes, Mr. Littlefield.
Now, please, please, I'm Warren.
Oh, I didn't expect you to come down here and see me.
Oh, nonsense. I wanted to come down and welcome you aboard yesterday, but I got tied up. Not literally, of course. Hey, that was a great call last night.
Great call?
You saved us 50 grand by stopping that press run. The copy was not ready, and you made the right decision.
Well, thank you.
I've got my eye on you, Carol. This is just the start of big things for you here.
Really?
Now, what was that urgent matter you want to talk to me about?
Well, see, this is my life, and I have got to call my own shots, and I am not quitting.
You're not?
No. Oh.
Well, this has been a productive meeting.
Don't stare at me.
But all the other kids are gonna go skiing.
Well, we're not all the other kids' parents. We're yours.
Benny, did you tell him about the hot tub? Everything's gonna be cool. Gary's older brother is home on leave from the Navy. He's gonna be watching us the whole time.
A 19-year-old sailor is not my idea of a chaperone.
But Harlan's gonna think I'm a total weenie.
Girls are going to?
Are you two as shocked as I am?
Hi, honey. How did it go?
You're right. It's my life, and I have to call my own shots. So I'm taking your advice. I'm keeping my job. Thank you.
Carol, hold on 1 minute, young lady.
Stay.
Carol, don't you take another step.
I thought that we covered this matter last night.
Jason, if you start reasoning again, I swear I am going to go on that ski trip with the 19-year-old sailor.
Mom, don't you understand this was my decision to make?
Well, maybe we miscommunicated last night, Carol.
Not at all. Did you or did you not say this is my life?
Yes, but
and did you or did you not say that I have to call my own shots?
Well, yes,
and
what...
did you or did you not say...
Did you or did you not say you were going to Columbia and quitting this job?
Well, we know it wasn't me.
I thought you trusted my judgment.
So did I. But since that didn't work, I'm going to lay it out for you, Carol. You're not dumping 12 years of preparation over some goofy job.
Goofy job?
Come on, Maggie, we've been counting on her. I mean, straight A's, class valedictorian, full scholarship to Columbia. And she's not going to throw it all down the drain. No, over my dead body.
Oh, Jason, you're not reasonable. I love you.
Maggie, reason is my cover. Inside, I'm as wacko as you.